Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, and the Federation of Social Sector Actors, FEDAS, has urged the government, municipalities and citizens to act on Luxembourg's housing crisis, stressing that emergency measures are not enough. The call follows a press conference in early September where around 150 Eritrean refugees, who had already been granted protection status, warned that they could no longer remain in asylum structures, yet were unable to secure accommodation on the private market. At the Luxembourg City Court, a restaurateur and his wife stand accused of human trafficking and abuse of staff between 2016 and 2021. The prosecution has demanded heavy prison sentences, while the victims are seeking hundreds of thousands of euros in damages. Meanwhile, the defence has rejected all allegations and are planning to press charges against the victims for perjury. In other news, the US government has now shut down as lawmakers and President Donald Trump failed to break a budget impasse during talks that hinged on Democratic demands for healthcare funding. It's the first for almost 7 years, and it will stop work at multiple federal departments and agencies, affecting hundreds of thousands of government workers. EU leaders will discuss bolstering Europe's defences and Ukraine's financial firepower at today's summit in Denmark, where mysterious drone flights have ramped up fears about the threat from Russia. Belgium has shut down its oldest nuclear reactor, Tihange 1, after 50 years, leaving just 3 reactors in operation. The future of nuclear energy in Belgium remains uncertain as political debate continues over whether to phase out or expand nuclear power. And in breaking news, police and firefighters were out in large numbers in Munich this morning, but there's currently no danger to the public in the city known for the Oktoberfest. The Bild newspaper is reporting that explosions and gunshots have been heard, one body has been found and one person has gunshot wounds. The circumstances remain unclear. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with football and Kylian Mbappe's hat-trick for Real Madrid, Victor Osimhen's penalty winner against Liverpool and Harry Kane's double for Bayern Munich headlined a dramatic second round of Champions League group fixtures last night. Among the results, Galatasaray beat Liverpool 1-0, Bayern beat Paphos 5-1, Chelsea won 1-0 against Benfica, Real Madrid smashed Kairat 5-0 and Atletico also had a big win against Eintracht Frankfurt 5-1. Today also sees 9 matches including Barcelona playing Paris Saint-Germain. And Australian rules football has started games with a centre bounce for more than 130 years. But from next season, it will be ditched because umpires are finding it too hard to master the skill. Since 1887, field umpires have been required to bounce the ball at the start of each quarter rather than throw it in the air. But mastering the skill has become a barrier for prospective umpires, according to the Australian Football League.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It looks set to be a dry and sunny day with a few clouds too, with the rain holding off to welcome in the new month. After a chilly start, lunchtime temperatures should hit 12 to 14 degrees and rise to highs of 14 to 15 degrees in the afternoon.